This is Scott Beck with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Wenji Mayo. Wenji is the Chief Experience Officer at Texas Health. She's going to talk to us about sort of the overall Chief Experience Officer and transformation efforts, about top priorities, about how she defines the role as Chief Experience Officer because it differs so much from place to place, and a little bit more. Wenji, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I really appreciate it. Texas Health is a faith-based, nonprofit, integrated health system that serves our communities through multiple channels: our physician group, neighborhood care and wellness centers, outpatient diagnostic and procedural facilities, hospitals, and home health services. We also have an accountable care organization, ACO, and insurance products through our clinically integrated network with UT Southwestern, and commercial insurance product, Texas Health Aetna, with our partner, obviously, Aetna. I've been with Texas Health for 20 years, which is rare in healthcare these days. I started out as an administrative resident and spent 15 years in hospital operations and the last five at the system level, first in really operational transformation and now strategic and organizational transformation as the Chief Experience Officer.
And talk about the role. That's amazing that you've been there for almost 20 years. That's actually remarkable. When you talk about, you've got this overlap of Chief Experience Officer and Chief Transformational Efforts, or not Chief Transformational Officer, but involved in a ton of the transformational efforts. And obviously, the institutional knowledge of being a leader in an organization for nearly 20 years helps people to guide those things in a way that's in sync with an organization. But talk about how those efforts can overlap.
Yeah, to me, they really are close to one and the same. You know, if we're honest with ourselves, and again, I've been in hospital operations, I've been in the industry 20 years, we, especially on the provider side of healthcare, have designed a lot of processes and functions that are internally driven. They're convenient for us, right? They're great for us to lower our billing WIP or improve productivity or drive efficiency. And we really need to flip that around and design processes and products that are convenient and add value to the consumer, not just convenient and add value to us. And once we understand how we can meet our consumers' needs and where we have those opportunities, then we can lay out a plan to say, well, in order to meet these needs and solve these problems and barriers for our patients and consumers, this is how we need to transform the organization, whether it's through people, processes, technology, to really achieve that. So to me, that's the intersection. And our role in the experience division is really to provide the expertise and the support and the facilitation to all parts of our organization to be able to do that.
And this makes sense, because if you want to be great in Chief Experience, you've got to get the whole organization sort of striving in that direction, and systems and people lining up to make sure you really do improve patient experience. Talk for a moment about, Wenji, patient experience in some systems is all over the board. Some places magnificent for core everyday care and navigation. Some systems fantastic on the highest level tertiary care, the most acute episode, but then often challenging for navigation of the system post that or before that. How do you try and improve patient experience? And what does it mean to be great at patient experience?
Well, to me, patient experience and really the consumer experience is really what we're after, is much more holistic and broad than just the patient experience and any one component of it. You know, when we talk about experience, we're talking about from the moment they contact us or the moment they think they might need healthcare, and being able to have a continuous conversation and serve as a trusted resource for them throughout their life's journey with health. Our new vision is partnering with you for a lifetime of health and well-being, and that is well beyond the time that people are patients, right? People are healthcare consumers every day. People are only patients some of that time. And so for us, when we think about experience, it's around the entire end-to-end health journey of an individual, how we best support that through really the three key things we've talked about from a patient standpoint all along, which is, do they have access? So meeting people where they are and helping them understand their options and navigating them through them. Is it affordable to them? Understanding that affordability happens not just when somebody is utilizing a service, but the fact that healthcare and the way that some insurance products are delivered, people are making different decisions in their life, even when they're not actively seeking healthcare. And then finally, having it be safe and reliable. And I think that's self-explanatory, right? I think in some organizations, people think of patient experience in one bucket and clinical safety and effectiveness in another bucket. But to us, it's all one integrated holistic thing that needs to be looked at and solved in that broader ecosystem fashion.
Thank you. And Wenji, you're a brilliant person. Spent time, obviously, here leading up transformation and experience efforts, which are so closely related in the entire consumer experience as a patient and as a citizen of the community. You also have this fascinating background of Johns Hopkins, University of UNC, also the Illinois Math and Science Academy, which I have a relative one who is the brightest relative in our family by a huge degree. Talk about sort of a little bit of the background and, you know, going to UNC, does that mean that you hate Duke? Going to Johns Hopkins, does that mean you're just so much smarter than all the rest of us? Talk a bit about your educational background and what you loved and what you think and stuff like that.
Well, first of all, I've been very lucky and privileged to be able to go to a lot of fine institutions, many, you know, the ones you just mentioned. I'll say this, I got into healthcare because of the science. I've always loved science. I went into biomedical engineering because I loved the idea of being able to solve real world practical problems. And engineering is a way to do that. You know, it takes that systems thinking and says, how does each piece fit into the bigger puzzle? And teaches you a way to critically think to do that. And so that engineering background is where I started, and I thought I wanted to do basic science research. And I worked in a lab for a while and realized that wasn't for me for multiple reasons. And found when I was at Hopkins a field that I had had no exposure in at all, public health. And this ability to have an impact on a very broad scale and to think about changing healthcare at scale was very interesting to me. And so I took the systems thinking and engineering and all the data-driven, you know, science and physiology that I learned as an engineer, a biomedical engineer, and then took it to public health school at UNC, which is, you know, again, just a great place for public health, and got a very broad and rich and deep public health experience, and put those two things together, and it's served me well ever since. You know, you brought up the Illinois Math and Science Academy. People rarely talk about high school, but that is a place that really shaped a lot of who I am. For those who don't know, it's a residential high school, so when you leave school, when you leave home, for me at the age of 13, those are some pretty formidable years of your life. The people that I met there challenged me and embraced me and loved me in a way that they're still some of my closest friends today. So, yeah, I've been very fortunate to be able to connect all those dots and had a place to foster the math and the science parts of me.
You've had a remarkable career, and you do have this remarkable academic background. But the thing I love about it is many people with great academic backgrounds don't turn it into remarkable, impactful careers. And you've done both, which is what really, you know, we always say to people, you can graduate from the best school you want to graduate from, the most elite institution, but it's what you do afterwards that counts. And what you've done afterwards is fantastic. Take a moment and Wenji, what advice would you give to people trying to have impactful careers and trying to make a difference?
I'll go back to something that actually one of the leaders at the Illinois Math and Science Academy used to say. He stole it from Henry David Thoreau, which is, be not simply good, but be good for something. And, you know, people ask me, well, Lindsay, what do you, you know, what are the two things that you prize most in terms of how you, you know, go through your professional career? And I always say it's two things. You know, because of the engineering background and the systems thinking I have, I connect dots, and that's my superpower. I'm able to connect dots across sometimes disparate things, and that makes a difference. But secondly, I care deeply about the work that I do. When you do that, it shows.
You know, you point out this ability to connect dots and to connect things and see the connections to them. And it's such an important professional quality. So not people end up sort of in silos and they miss so many opportunities because they're not thinking 80% of the job, doing your core job, 20% trying to understand the connectivity of everything. And it makes people, and some people comes very naturally to, it's your superpower. Other people have to work at it, but you can work at it and think about how do I constantly make those connections and make that connectivity. And it's a great point. And obviously trying to do something that you love, where you can have an impact, where you care about others, fabulous as well. Wingy, I know, like me, and it's so sad that I'm aging myself like this, that your father was also a University of Illinois graduate like myself, but magnificent things. I give great homage to that as well. Wingy, just a pleasure to visit with you and fantastic work that you're doing at Texas Health, and what a remarkable career. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. It's been an honor and a pleasure.